If Stephen King was dead, they'd know. Roland had said so, and she had no doubt he was right. For now the writer was fine, happily frittering away his time and valuable imagination on some meaningless project while the world he'd been born to imagine continued to gather dust in his head. If Roland was pissed at him, it was really no wonder. She was a little pissed at him herself.
"What's your plan, Roland?" Ted asked.
"It relies on two assumptions. That we can surprise them and then stampede them. I don't think they expect to be interrupted in these last days, from Pimley Prentice down to the lowliest Hume guard outside the fence. They have no reason to believe they'll be bothered in their work, certainly not attacked. If my assumptions are correct, we'll succeed. If we fail, at least we won't live long enough to see the beams break and the tower fall." Roland found the crude map of the Algol and put it on the floor of the cave. They all gathered around it. "These railroad side tracks," he said, indicating the hash marks labeled 10. "Some of the dead engines and train cars on them stand within 20 yards of the south fence. It looks like, through the binoculars, is that right?"
"Yeah," Dinky said, and pointed to the center of the nearest line. "Might as well call it south anyway. It's as good a word as any. There's a boxcar in this track that's real close to the fence, only 10 yards or so. It says Sioux Line on the side."
Ted was nodding. "Good cover," Roland said. "Excellent cover." Now he pointed to the area beyond the north end of the compound. "And here, all sorts of sheds."
"There used to be supplies in them," Ted said, "but now most are empty, I think. For a while a gang of rods slept there, but 6 or 8 months ago Pimley and the Wheeze kicked them out."
"But more cover, empty or full," Roland said. "Is the ground behind and around them clear of obstacles and pretty much smooth? Smooth enough for that thing to go back and forth?" He cocked a thumb at Susie's cruisin' trike. Ted and Dinky exchanged a glance.
"Definitely," Ted said.